Welcome to all of you. I think we are ready to start. Sheikh Tamer, excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, I am delighted to open this meeting to celebrate 15 years of the Istanbul Cooperation Initiative here in Kuwait. When the initiative was launched 15 years ago, it sent a clear message of the importance of the security of the Gulf region to NATO and of the importance of NATO to the nations of the Gulf. To ensure our safety and security, we need to tackle common challenges that none of us can do alone, and therefore we have to stand together. Terrorism, energy and maritime security, cyber defense and many more are the challenges we need to face together. In the last 15 years, NATO has provided tailored training and practical support to all of the countries of the Gulf, be it here in the region, at the regional center in Kuwait, at the NATO headquarters in Brussels, or at the NATO Defense College in Rome. Our Gulf partners have supported NATO-led operations in Bosnia, Kosovo, and in Afghanistan, taking part in exercises and security sector reform. And we all stand shoulder to shoulder as members of the global coalition against Daesh. I am proud of the cooperation that has taken place between our nations, and I very much look forward to deepening our partnership in the future. And now I would like to give the floor to Sheikh Tamer Al-Shabaab, the president of the Kuwait National Security Bureau. So, Sheikh Tamer, please, you have the floor.
Thank you very much, sir. In the name of God, the compassionate.
Ma'ali Sadiq.
Excellency, Secretary General of NATO, Mr. Stoltenberg, Mr. Abdulaziz Al-Zayani, the Secretary General of the GCC, Excellencies, Ambassadors of the GCC and of NATO, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, may God bless you all. At the outset, I would like to welcome you all in the state of Kuwait, wishing you a good stay in our country and a fruitful meeting which reflects our very special and distinguished relations. I hope that this meeting will enhance further our cooperation and will entrench the international peace and security. Distinguished guests, we gather today in Kuwait in a meeting that brings together the states of the ICI with the North Atlantic Council. And for the third time, we meet where the international community faces many challenges. This requires us all to cooperate in order to overcome those difficulties. The state of Kuwait strongly believes in the multilateral political framework on the one hand, and also firmly believes in the important role that NATO plays to maintain the international peace and security. On the other hand, upon the instructions of the wise leadership represented by His Highness the Emir Sheikh Sabah Al Ahmad Al Sabah, God save him, Kuwait is keen on giving an utmost importance to the partnership with NATO. And one of the greatest reflections of this principle is this fortress that we are meeting at, the ICI Regional Center. I would like to seize this opportunity to commend the multiple efforts exerted by NATO in its peacekeeping operations to guarantee the international peace and security all over the world. This stresses the policies aiming at deterring the threats and overcoming the security challenges, including fighting terrorism and cyber defense. I would like to stress in this regard the strong will of the State of Kuwait and the ICI countries to coordinate and to cooperate with NATO to overcome these challenges together. Time does not allow me to tell you all the success stories related to our cooperation. But our frank discussions and the transparency here in our cooperation is a clear signal and manifestation of our success story. We need to maintain these success stories and to develop them. Our meeting today provides us the suitable platform to discuss and to speak to each other for the benefit of our mutual relations. In conclusion, Mr. President, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, allow me, in the name of all of us, to extend our greatest thanks and appreciation for the presence of our brother, Dr. Abdel Latif Ben Rashid Al-Zayani, the Secretary General of the GCC, for his outright support of all cooperation aspects between the GCC and NATO. And we're very sorry that this meeting will be the last of its kind for Dr. Abdel Latif Ben Rashid Al-Zayani to attend the Secretary General of the Gulf Cooperation Council. Is not going to attend anymore as Secretary General because his term of office will end in April 2020. So from this platform, we wish him all the best, and we would like to commend all his efforts, and we hope to meet him again at other events. Thank you.
Thank you so much for those remarks, and let me echo your thanks to the Secretary General of the GCC. He has also been important in strengthening the cooperation with NATO countries, and we really appreciate his personal commitment to the cooperation with NATO allies. This concludes the public part of this meeting, and I thank the media for joining us at the opening, and we will continue the meeting in just a moment. So many thanks to the